This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From Mouths of Babes, from the blog site frommouthsofbabes.com, and Katrina Rowe. Good morning, Katrina.
Oh, good morning.
Now,
did anyone else in the whole of Sydney get any sleep last night?
Not a lot. It was a stinker, wasn't it?
I slept.
Oh, it was terrible. I just lay in bed till 12 o'clock, just absolutely impossible to sleep. It was so hot and sticky and disgusting. So
yeah.
I think the whole of Sydney is just going to be walking around bleary-eyed today, tired. Well,
another couple of days to go of that. The hot evenings are continuing, just to talk weather for a second. Sorry.
Oh, it's disgusting.
The key is, and I don't want to get too descriptive here.
Okay, oh dear. Oh no.
No sheets, no doona, in your underpants, and you sleep fine. Anyway,
that
moving
work
on.
For you, Dan.
It does work for me.
Image is out.
Sorry about that. Let's move on.
Do you get scary visuals? Yes.
Anyway, please, quickly.
Yes. Well, as the end of the year approaches, I've had to start to think about, you know, what I'm going to do with Bertie next year. She's actually turning 3 in January, so it's sort of the age when you start thinking about preschool. And I was very much hoping that she might be offered a place in preschool. But around here, I think, you know, it's harder to find a place in preschool than, you know, a car park in Bondi because, you know, they're just so rare to come by. But I've noticed that, you know, as Bertie gets a little bit older, she needs the company of other kids a lot more. And, in fact, she'll often sort of put on her little Wiggles backpack and say, "Mum, I'm ready to go to preschool now."
Aww.
Yeah, so I've just been sort of trying to work out, well, what are we going to do next year?
Well, so does she already have some kind of daycare?
Well, no, we've been using a nanny one morning a week, which was perfect when she was little. You know, I liked the idea of her having that one-on-one attention and forming a long-term relationship with her babysitter. And, you know, it's been so good for her to have another adult that's interested in her. And it's also really flexible. You know, there's been a number of times when we've had a wedding to go to or one of us has ended up in hospital. You know, and in those situations, it's really handy to have a babysitter around that your child is already really comfortable with. But, of course, the disadvantage of, say, using a nanny for a day or two a week is that your child isn't out there making friends with other kids their own age. So, you know, I guess that's when you start thinking, oh, maybe they need a little bit more stimulation as well. So,
Do you think you'd be better off than using some other form of childcare, maybe?
Every type of childcare has sort of distinct advantages and disadvantages. So I guess you've got to work out what best suits your particular situation and that particular child. And I guess I've had trouble doing that so far. But, you know, if you use family members to babysit, then, you know, it's wonderful that they have that time together. But then you have to be prepared to make other arrangements if they get sick or if, you know, they go on holidays and things like that. And if you use something like family daycare, then, you know, they're in a home environment with one carer, which is great, but then there may not be so much accountability. And on the other hand, if you go with something like a long daycare centre, then your child will have access to lots of stimulating facilities and lots of kids their own age, but they might not get as much sort of personal attention. So, you know, there's a lot to consider. These are just some of the things that, you know, that I've been thinking about and weighing up, but I thought it would be good to hear from people today, you know, about what sort of daycare they've used and how they found it and that kind of thing.
Very good. Well,
people often have quite strong feelings about, you know, I mean, I've had lots of people tell me, you really should have her in daycare. It's very good for them.
Mm.
And I've had, you know, and other people, of course, feel quite strongly the other way that, you know, the parents should look after their child. So
I'd like to hear how it works in your home. What kind of childcare do you use? Are you happy with it? Are you happy with the quality of care? Have your children responded to it well? What are the advantages? What are the disadvantages of it all? What would you do differently if you could? 1-300-40-2020. Katrina Rowe from mouthsofbabes.com. Thank you very much.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Do you have your children in any kind of childcare, daycare type thing? How does it work out for you? What's the best? What do you think? All that kind of stuff. Your opinions on this. 1-300-40-2020.
Charmaine is on the line. Good morning, Charmaine.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Very good. Now, I was speaking to you just before. Share with Sydney how it works in your home.
Okay. In our home, well, my home, I'm in the south and I work out at Parramatta. I'm a single mum and at the moment I've got my daughter in childcare because the childcare doesn't open till 7 a.m. in the morning and I've actually got to be out at Parramatta by 7:30 to start work. I've had to hire nanny to take her to the childcare centre and drop her off, and then I just pick her up in the afternoon. Then, because of my work, and I do get called out a fair bit with work, I then ring the nanny and I have to ask her whether she can actually go and pick up my daughter and collect her and mind her until I can get there. So I guess for me the biggest difficulty I find is that the hours of operation that childcare centres seem to have, especially for people that are sort of in the field that I am, which is emergency services, and tend to do either shift work or they're on call. And I mean, at the end of the day, single parents, all the time they have to work, they don't have a choice about it. And there seems to me, even though the childcare centre is fantastic and they're wonderful people, and I mean, I'm really happy that my daughter's there, I just find it very difficult in relation to having to have extra, you know, people when I don't have extended family to help me in relation to just sort of getting my daughter cared for while I'm actually at work.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite a tricky one. I'm not too sure what a good solution would be, because I imagine if they extend their hours even more, the costs would go up dramatically. They would charge like wounded bulls.
Well, I think because you do get government subsidies when you have your children in childcare centres, I mean, that's really quite good. A lot of the money that you actually pay out, you do get back or, you know, you get a percentage back. And there is one childcare centre in Sydney City that is open 24 hours. But the unfortunate thing about them is that they don't allow you to claim any benefits from the government, or you can't get any subsidies from them. So the actual cost of actually having your child in there, unless you are earning some huge amount of money each year, which most of us don't, it sort of precludes you from being able to use their services. So that's quite unfortunate, really. But, you know, you did the best you can, and that's the situation in our household at the moment. So, yeah.
Charmaine, just quickly, does your daughter get along with the nanny?
She loves her.
Oh, that's
She's,
good.
Honestly, the nanny is a wonderful woman. She's a woman who has two children of her own, and she has a family with a husband and a mother and another baby on the way, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. I'm very lucky to have her.
That's
yeah, very lucky.
Good to hear. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts, Charmaine.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
It's a tricky one, isn't it?
It really is.
The nanny idea is great too, having someone else that your child really gets along well with as an adult and that kind of thing. That's a cool option as well. But you can keep the conversation going online at frommouthsofbabes.com. It's Katrina's blog site, and you can type away and go nuts and see what other people have commented as well. Really cool checking out.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.